everyone. I'm Marissa Contepelli, and welcome into our Bengals studio. Rookie minicamp wrapped up over the weekend, and it was our first opportunity to see the newest Bengals in action. Draft picks, college free agents, and those invited to try out amounted to over 40 players taking the practice fields at Paul Brown Stadium. And that did include first-round pick Billy Price. Even though he's still rehabbing, the center participated in nearly every drill with the offensive line. The leadership he exudes on and off the field has already been noticed, and he is well aware of the responsibility bestowed upon him.
You're the face of the rookie draft class, and you set that expectation of what this class should and should not be. And so the group of guys around me right now, I mean, you got a lot of guys who are eager to work, eager to, you know, compete for spots and make the team better and not, you know, and bring some pride back to Ohio football.
While the rookies are excited to get to work here in Cincinnati, there is a bit of a learning curve. The guys are putting in the time and effort to pick it up as quick as they can.
It's just the first time in a long time that you've really had to relearn the playbook. So kind of relearn a playbook, going through a long, fast practice and kind of trying to grasp everything all together is kind of the hardest thing, is trying to pull it all together at once.
They teach and they expect you to learn immediately. If you have questions, you got to ask questions. If you don't, you're going to be left behind. So you got to make sure every day you stay on track and keep up with the pace.
Hoping to leave a solid first impression, the newest members of the NFL are soaking up as much as possible from the Bengals coaching staff.
You know, I love the schemes. I love the coaches. They definitely push us, you know, to get the most out of us. And that's what we need, you know. And being out there for my first practices as an NFL player, you know, it's an adjustment. But, you know, it feels great to be out there.
Trying to learn the playbook, and they're, giving us the first taste of football at the next level, you know, how to be a pro, how to take it serious, and what we need to do to make the team here and be successful. So I'm really just listening to every word they say, not saying much, and just trying to go to work.
Practice, team meetings, studying the playbook, trying on new equipment, that was all just the beginning. A few guys put pen to paper over the weekend, signing their first NFL contract.
I think I was a little bit more excited to come to rookie camp. I didn't know when I was going to sign my contract, honestly. That whole thing was kind of foreign to me. But, you know, getting this over is definitely a thing off my shoulders, just because I can stop worrying about my agent, you know, talking to him as much and just continue to, you know, focus on football.
The only Bengals draft pick who did not participate in the full rookie minicamp was Rod Taylor. That's because the guard from Ole Miss was receiving his degree.
Roderick K. Taylor.
The former Rebel traveled back to Mississippi on Saturday to walk in his graduation ceremony. Taylor became the seventh Bengal from this year's draft class to receive his degree.
It's not just about football. Like, I want to get my education with it too, so I always gave him my word that I was going to get my education and play football, so that's what I did.
Congratulations to Rod and all of our Bengal graduates. Make sure to check out Bengals.com for more coverage throughout the week.